This plug was already mentioned here, and here is the very useful page about the LN882H. The inside is exactly the same PCB as mentioned here, with another socket case and a different relay. So, why another post? I think I might give some useful information here, so I hope it's okay. If there should not be a new post for the same device, please move it into one of the other posts. First, about opening the device. The upper and lower part are lightly glued together, and the pressure on the sides should break it open. I opened the case with help of a vise, so you can apply pressure on the whole sides. Just use some thick paper or cardboard to avoid marks on the case. Turn the plug to put pressure on both sides. You will hear a light crack when glue is broken. You might also support the pressure by some light bending of the socket. If you hear a loud crack, you probably applied too much pressure, CGS, but I already opened 5 devices and never broke one. Just keep pressing and turning the sides until the device pops open. The inside is a BSD342-2110 PCB with WL2S labeled LN882H module and BL0937 energy metering chip. The relay shows 16A and 20A, so it's your choice what to believe, CGS. The boot log for the shipped firmware is visible on TX1. UART1 is on the backside of the YL2S module, but flashing is done via RX0 and TX0, soldered to main PCB. Now to some new findings, I hope. As I am a lazy guy, let me tell you that in fact you only need to solder 3 wires. VCC, 3.3 volts, RX, TX. You can use the plug's power pin opposite to the LN882H module as GND. No need to solder here. If there was any doubt, now you know for sure that you should never try to use the free GPIOs outside the plug's case. For at least GND will be connected to the high voltage live wires. Regarding flashing, you need to short pin A9 to GND, but this was not necessary for the whole flashing process. I shortened A9 for some seconds after powering the device up. You will see if you miss the point if the device starts flashing its LED. It works okay with the shown wires from a breadboard. For other plugs, I used a testing pin from a multimeter. This won't bend so easy. It didn't work every time. I had to give it some tries, but was successful with all plugs in the end. Remember, since we use the power pin for GND, we have it present on the upper outlet socket, as you can see on the picture. For you might need to retry several times if your PC's keyboard is not reachable from the plug while shortening the pin. I had a small batch file running to retry every 5 seconds. Just to show off, I pimped my simple batch a bit, then flashing with the speed of 11-15-200. I didn't manage to use 2000-1000. That might be because of too long wires, the PCB not e-soldered but still in the plug's PCB, or some other reason. Thanks again to all the brave people working on the open beacon port for this chip. Here is my template for the device. Please also see the posts by @DividiAo link and by @SithYoda link. The flashing tool is present, e.g., in the LN882H flashing guide by @PKatsmarek2 or can be downloaded here. Use Save As on the shown download link, for at least for me, it would otherwise only show the raw binary. Missing MIME type, I suspect. Have fun.